Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Before we start the show, really quick, I gotta let you know that, so I've been dating a little bit, you know, and I told this girl about dynamic banter, and she said she was gonna check it out. So can we kind of like behave this
Yeah.
episode?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I got you.
great. Awesome. Okay, let me do this ad really quick.
Go.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The new season means new seasonal recipes, and now it's easier than ever. With fresh ingredients delivered to your door, HelloFresh brings the farmer's market to you. Get 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code BANTER16 at HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. That's HelloFresh.com/BANTER16. Thanks, HelloFresh. Now it's time for the show!
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. On Dynamic banter.
Right off the bat, she knows that you cook sometimes.
That I cook sometimes? Oh, that's great!
Yeah.
That's good.
Don't
news.
Seem so surprised about
Shit,
it.
I know. I'll cut this part out.
Walk, don't run to cut that
okay,
right
hang
out.
Hang on, Mike. I need to find romantic music really quick.
Is that super necessary?
Shh. Yes.
What
yes.
if I accidentally fall in love with you? And then
that's great. It'll make her kind of jealous.
Okay. I guess that's a pretty good point to start off with.
And she'll be like, "Damn, you got shit on. Damn, you got shit on check. Damn, you got shit on check."
I always say, start a relationship jealous.
Dynamic banter.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, that's enough, guys. Today on the show. Shit.
I mean, today on the show. To start off with is how normal everything is.
Oh, dude, come on this show. Listen, we're going to be talking about the latest season of Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about artisanal whiskey.
What we look for in our children.
Dog walking. Why does it suck?
Autumn.
We're going to be talking about autumn. We got a big chunk of autumn to talk about here. Because in autumn, we've got all sorts. We got the greatest seasonal recipes.
Yes.
What else do we got in autumn? We got, we're going to be building kites. We're going to talk about how we're going to build our own kites.
We're going to teach you how to add fur to any of your sandals.
Mike, I was going to that store where they sell paper goods and pens, and I love it so much.
Paper goods and pens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The paper craft store where you could buy a paper.
And you wanted what there?
Well, I was...
Parchment.
Okay, well, hold on. You caught me. I was candle shopping.
In the paper store?
No, I was out candle shopping in Studio City.
Not a sponsor. And stay tuned later for our favorite segment, Here's a Big Blanket.
I like to get my jeans from Madewell. We're going to talk about that later, too. We're going to talk about all these things that are absolutely the straightest line we could possibly ride. Today on the show.
Oh, my sweet goodness. I got some Madewell clothes.
Yeah. Madewell's good, man. I got a Madewell jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like we're in the lobby of a video game casino right now.
And there's that like pretty girl that's like a picture of a girl, and she has like all the cards out.
Yeah. And there's little pamphlets on where to eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, this one has $3 lobster.
Did you know that Journey has a residency in Old Vegas?
You've got to be kidding
In
me.
In Old Atlantic City?
Excuse me, I'm ready to go right now.
Anyway, so Steve likes to travel and take vacations.
I love to travel and take vacations, and I do it at my leisure.
Walk, don't run to leisure time. Oops.
Shit.
I'll take the blame for
I'll
that
try
one.
To press the button that makes a kiss sound.
So they know that you like to kiss.
Damn, the soundboard's kind of broken today, I guess. Guys, welcome to the show. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. I'm getting ready to go to Nebraska.
Whoa.
Lincoln, Nebraska, and Kansas City, Missouri.
Do you think it's called Lincoln, Nebraska because of Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
Is that where he's from?
Yes. It used to be named Big Plot of Land before that. And then they were like, who's this? This is the tallest baby we've ever produced. Let's name this whole plot of land after him.
This baby.
Lincoln, the longest baby there's ever been.
This long baby looks like it would look pretty good in a top hat.
How do we make this baby even longer? Let's give him a beard to make his chin.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because as the doctor, I'd be like, madam, the birth was successful.
Where was he born?
Yes,
yes. In the transit.
Yes, yes. The baby was born and it was
on a blimp.
Successful. And all I will say is that this tall baby, look, I'm not the baby's father, but I highly recommend. I'm going to put it in the notes here on the paperwork I'm giving you. Highly recommend this boy grow a beard when he gets older. Get out of my office.
And this, it's like a prescription.
Yeah.
You wrote a prescription for a chin strap beard.
This boy's going to want a beard when he grows up.
This boy's going to need to fill face out.
I want someone who's... Can someone who's listening to this show who's a new parent or is about to be a new parent... can you please say if you have a baby boy when it's born, say to some doctor or nurse, this boy's gonna want to have a beard when he's older.
Do you think, you take the doctor aside, do you think we should get him a beard?
Hey, doc, I know this might be a little bit out of your wheelhouse.
Hi, first of all, thank you so much for everything you've done today.
Second of all, I love the music in here. It's crazy. I've never been in a hospital where it sounds like I'm in a hotel.
I can't believe they're playing roulette in the corner of the emergency room.
I love it. And it smells like nicotine, but it's okay. It seems like it's not in the room where my wife just had our baby. Doc, I know it's not in your wheelhouse, but we're going to want this boy to grow a beard later on, or... I just want to know how a nurse would react to you turning with tears in your eyes and saying, this boy's going to grow a beard when he gets older and knee.
Can you tell? Can you tell? Dude, and then you raise him to have a beard personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you're...
Take him out to knock down trees
yeah,
when he's young.
Like everyone in... If you're listening to this and you're in middle school and you have kind of an awkward, weird face...
Dude.
Eventually, you might get to grow a beard and be fine and have a perfectly normal, nice adulthood.
I just thought... there's only two ways that you can turn your child into a beard lover. There's two ways.
Okay.
One is a lot of work, but it's like taking him out to knock down trees and like, you know, fucking... Thank you for restarting the song. You take him to cut down trees. George Lucas, you show them all the famous people with cool beards and shit.
You think George Lucas has ever chopped down a tree?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe when he was a youngin'.
He was a lifesaver.
He was born before the internet. And the second way is just make sure they're fat. Because when you're kind of fat, you want a beard.
I get it.
Because you know what I mean.
Yeah, you need a jawline.
You need a jawline, and the beard is the closest you're ever going to get to one if you're a fat guy.
If you got a weak chin, don't worry, because your face isn't done giving you a shot at a real...
And listen, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, because it's a roulette. It's really like rolling the dice.
A beard is a shot at redemption.
So if life is the VIP experience, a beard is also part of that experience.
A beard is the wet towel in first class.
Right.
They put it over your face.
Right.
It's nice.
Because the beard can be so many things. It could make you look like you don't care. and it can make you look like you kind of care.
Dude, the girl on your date is going to be like, so you got a beard.
So, this beard stuff.
I've noticed.
So are you into beards or?
You ever think about shaving your beard? Did you listen to the first 10 minutes of this podcast?
You know, no. Dude, I look like a 14-year-old girl when I shave this beard off.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. I remember you with mutton chops.
Yeah. And the mustache.
Was it just a mustache?
And it was like this. This like sad excuse for
the poet laureate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, the beards is a big part of my thing. Like, I love my beard and people love my beard. And I've had...
There's that Facebook book group about it.
There is. Yeah. And there's Wiki Beards. Dude, why isn't there Wiki Beards? Is there Wiki Beards?
Probably, but because of how gross. But also, people like anything, so you really never know.
There is a beard wiki. What is this?
But no, this look a little further for Wiki Beard, though.
It says this is... No, that's it. There's no Wiki Beard.
But there is a beard wiki.
Beard wiki, and it says this is a community wiki for beardsmen around the world. Mm-hmm. Learn about every facet of facial hair, from grooming your man mane down to the gritty science and what fuels our beards. Okay, so this is more like a beard community.
This is beard information.
I'm looking for specifically what wiki feet is for beards.
You're looking for, can I jerk off to this?
Yeah,
person's,
you know,
beard?
I think there's something there, Mike. This could be something.
I've never heard of a beard fetish ever. I've heard of girls who like guys with beards, and I've heard of guys who are beards.
Yes.
But I have never heard of, like, I can't get off unless my mouth is on your beard.
And here's the thing, Mike. I got something to say about that. And also, for you listeners, we're just about ready to talk about our most favorite cappuccino mix this year and our favorite coffee beans and where you can get the most stylish coffee grinders. And I'm talking matching colors for your countertops.
What are you talking about?
We're talking Crate and Barrel.
Do we have a sponsor for Crate?
No. But Micah, so I just want people to know that we're going to get on with the show soon. We're going to get on and talk about
that. I already forgot. And that's my fault. And I take full responsibility for that. But he's absolutely right. There is a segment about soaps. There's a segment about soaps.
You got to help me here, man. I feel like where are we? We're at 14 minutes or something?
We're going to do our segment, Soap or Nope. And
Soap or Nope. Yeah, Soap or Nope. And I've got some lovely lavender.
I'm really sorry. I forgot about it.
No, it's okay.
That won't happen.
That's all right. But I will say that, you know, you're right. I've also never really heard of a beard fetish. I've heard of, like, a hairy guy fetish.
Sure.
Like a hairy man, yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But dude, you know there is. Because there's a thing for everything.
For everything, yeah.
Everything.
And that's why you don't buy loose figurines off the internet.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
And that's the truth.
But I think, man, there isn't a Wiki Beards. What if we just did it for fun and saw what happened?
Because I don't want the smoke.
What do you mean?
I don't want what I can only imagine is everything that comes
an
with
an onslaught
that.
Of a new source of viewership.
I don't want people sending me
their
sexual attractions to beards.
Or sending you the aftermath of their
any of it.
Viewing
I don't
habits.
Want it. Someone else can do it. I don't want it.
Do you think there's something there? Who can we call that could give us some real good advice on this?
Like, I really want to try to be analytical about this, because there is a fetish for everything. Is Wiki Feet a lucrative thing?
That's a great question. Wiki Feet,
how much money does Wiki Feet make?
Let's see if there's a wiki page on Wiki Feet. There
it's
is.
About candles.
Wiki Feet is a photo sharing foot fedrish website dedicated to sharing photos of celebrities' feet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another piece of the criteria. Like, if it's celebrities.
That's what I thought we were talking about, celebrity beards.
Okay, so yeah, I guess I was just thinking anyone could, like.
Anyone's beard in the world.
I
hope we got a good search function. because there's a lot of crap on that website.
Well, yeah, because there's got to be categories, right? There's
you would burly, literally look up anyone's name.
John.
They have a zoomed in
J-O-H-N.
Google Maps photo of their
beard. This is John 0069420's beard. It's kind of blurry. You can't really see. Mustache is nice.
You could look up like your beards throughout history. Like,
yeah. You could do that. Yeah. Hottest beards of history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Martin Van Buren. Did he have a nice beard?
Martin Van Bearded.
Martin Van Buren.
But you could do like a 23andMe for your face.
Did Martin Van Buren have a beard? Oh, yeah. That's why I was thinking. That's why his head popped into my mouth. Yeah, it's not a beard. It's, well, I don't know. I wouldn't call that a beard, I guess. That's just like, he's got the biggest mutton chops you ever seen. It comes out like a beard.
Dude, that used to be the deal.
I know. Isn't that great? And it was like a signal of wealth in some ways. Like,
why did you do the mutton chops?
Because I wanted to do funny shit. Yeah. My whole thing is trying to do funny shit, right? Like, that's my goal.
And I learn new things about you every day.
And that's something about me. Also, I'm a nice guy. And I smell nice.
Wikipedia's about candles.
But, dude, I've always used my appearance as an experiment for comedy.
That's fine.
And so my facial hair has not been safe from that.
Yeah.
And so I've done all sorts of funny things, even funny obvious things with my beard as I was shaving it. Things you could do with your mustache that are kind of funny,
yeah,
but not really. And
there's that one time where you just had half a mustache.
Yeah, of
and
course.
It connected to half a beard and it was like,
yeah,
like a C.
There was a period of time where I had half a mustache, this eyebrow gone, this eyebrow here, this yeah, mustache part gone.
When you so when you went to that that one plastic surgeon to put your eyebrows.
I want my eyebrows. Yeah, I love my eyebrows, doctor, yeah, but I want them here.
Can we copy paste to this?
I know you can do it. I've seen your work.
I found you in the yellow pages.
He's like, sir, it's possible your eyebrows won't take.
Whatever. Let's give her a shot.
I'm going to call it lip brows.
Yes. That's good. Eye stashes.
Lips on fleek. Damn, damn, that stash on fleek.
Them brows on bottom.
Dude, but having all of this up here, yeah, damn, that's like some Peter Gallagher shit.
That would look terrible.
That's some bushy boys. But okay, so let's see. So WikiFeet was founded in 2008 by Eli Ozer, an Israeli former computer.
He's the guy who goes to space all the time.
He's the guy, yeah. Oh, he does. Eli what? He's an Israeli former computer programmer and animator who now runs the site full time. According to Ozer, the site gets about 3 million views a month.
Okay.
Okay, so, and then it has some updates. In 2018, WikiFeet Men was launched as an official counterpart. Are you on it? I'm on it.
I don't know where you've ever
humble
seen
brag
feet.
Oh, really?
I don't know that I've ever
interesting
had my feet on the internet. I was told to save my feet for Christ.
Is that a purposeful thing, to keep your feet off the internet? Or you just
there's
have never,
never
done
been
a reason,
to have my feet on the internet.
Does it make sense that I have?
It makes sense that you have.
I am a nice guy. And I smell good right now.
And like women will post photos of themselves on vacation.
And I always comment respectful things.
But you always make sure to comment.
But
and that's
I always comment. Because yeah. Because you go girl boss.
You're a girl boss for being on vacation. Look at you for earning vacation
look
time.
At you. Doing. Look at you doing you.
Look at you taking some time for self.
We should see if you're on it. Let's see. WikiFeet in 2019, WikiFeet was involved in debunking a hoax involving U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a picture of a woman's feet in a bathtub purported to be a nude posted online by Ocasio-Cortez in 2016, was determined to be of someone else. by users of the site, with the picture's short toe length being the key piece of evidence. Dude. Your Honor, I am a pervert, but it is clear to see that toe there is just not the same. I said.
It's Foghorn Leghorn.
I said. Now.
The bridge of the toe, the shape of the nose. It is not the same.
Listen, now a bird in the tooth is worth one in the hen house. Am I not wrong, Your Honor?
A little kid version. Am I not wrong, Your Honor?
Your Honor. And then in 2021. Oh my goodness, there was someone posting feet without their permission.
Whoa, what the fuck?
And this woman claimed copyright of her photographs.
A photo of her lawn.
And he agreed to be interviewed and said that he considered himself a foot fetishist and had admired women's feet since his childhood. And
day one.
And since June 2021, the website does not allow visitors from the European Union.
From the second I was born upside down, I knew I was going to love feet.
I was born feet first, so they say.
I came into this world.
There's two things. I was born feet first. And everything in the world to me is feet first.
I was born with a silver spoon in my feet.
I enter a room feet first because I love feet so much. I make sure my feet go in every time.
I don't look at your eyes until the fourth date.
And you know I trust you.
And here's a good
when
word.
I let my feet first.
I fell into love feet first.
I fell feet first in love with you. You know that?
I'm head over to heels and feet.
Head over high heel feet.
And Jeez. When we meet, I'm going to greet your feet.
Mike Falzone Wiki Feet.
It's not there, man. Tell
yeah,
me.
It's not.
You know I was born without feet.
Do you feel a little jealous that I'm on WikiFeet?
No. Excuse me.
Is that your lawyer?
It's my laundry.
Let me see.
My laundry officer.
What the shit?
What?
Where's my? Oh, is it? Oh, I see. Okay, so there's a WikiFeet. Is it a WikiFeet for men?
Yes. You just read about it.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so I'm gonna search for Mike Falzone here.
So on this podcast that is designed for the woman who you're dating next, you're on the internet.
Listen, I'm not saying.
Listen to this one if you're dating Steve.
Dude, I've got 4 out of 5 stars WikiFeet rating on WikiFeet Men.
How many people have rated your feet? Hotornot.com.
So it's 3.81 out of 5. It's got my shoe size and birth date and everything.
Hell yeah. That way they could tell which sign your feet are.
Wow, there has been quite... Oh, this is really interesting. Wow, there's messages.
It's like Christmas.
There's comments. Dude, I've actually...
This is going to be a great episode.
Oh, man.
I can already tell.
I love his feet. This man,
and
Alex
that'll do
says.
It for the comments.
And that's it.
Man, that person perusing WikiFeet really seems to be a fan of feet.
Check this out. People who liked Steve Zaragoza's feet also liked Ryan Reynolds' feet. Chris Pratt's feet. Chris Hemsworth.
It's like Spotify. It suggests other feet that you might like.
There's a lot of pictures. There's 14 pictures.
Of your feet?
Of my feet.
Yeah. What do we got for messages? Any proposals?
He's so sexy, man.
Okay. That's gotta feel good.
Is that how you feel when you look at that?
No. No. I want to save that guy. I want to get that guy to wherever he needs to be to be.
So that's what I'm saying, man. If there's a world where this is a thing, I'm telling you the beard one will work. Because at this point, we're mostly admiring the man's face, right? And if you're a handsome man and the beard accentuates that, then my goodness, there must be a bunch of people hungering for that kind of content.
There has to be a thing where people are into beards. But I think no one fucks someone's beard, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, people fuck feet. It's different. There's, like, you can prefer a beard just like you would prefer somebody to be tall or super strong or whatever. But you're not going to, like, it doesn't work for me sexually unless I cat on a beard. I think that audience compared to the feet audience is drastically, and I can't believe this music has been playing the entire time. And that's just me.
It's classy.
It is classy. I do feel like I'm wearing a suit and having this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And look, let's talk about quarterlies later, because right now we're talking about, have you heard of face sitting?
Yeah, but that's for a mouth.
Yeah, but like, there must be a beard aspect to that for some people.
I say there could be.
There could be. I'm saying there must be because I can't believe the shit I've seen.
Yes,
that people like.
I'm sure there are people who like it and need it. I just think compared to feet, I think that audience is probably disproportionate.
Have we talked about Vore?
Do you want to on this first date? Have we talked about Vore with this vacation flamenco music in the background?
Well,
what's Vore? Is that when you spin around, you eat real fast?
Today's Mother's Quilt segment is going to be really sweet. We've got this sweet old lady named Deborah Hellerman, and she made a really cute quilt, and we're going to ask her, and she's just the sweetest little old lady. Isn't she, Mike? Remember?
That sounds great.
We took her out to dinner and we slapped her around a little bit and she had a great time.
She begged us.
She loved it.
What was her name again?
Deborah Hellerman. You remember? Come on, you remember. I don't have to tell you twice. What made us talk about her? That's what we're doing. We're going to talk about the quilts. Okay, so who would you think we could call and get an actual piece of business advice? Who would literally have, like, who's the most business savvy person we know that we could call that would let us ask them about Wiki Beards?
I need to think.
Yeah, me too.
Who has the most money?
Right.
Out of anyone we know.
But not just like...
Because of investments.
But because of like... Yeah. Because of investments.
Now we're outing the person we know right. For having the most money. Yeah. I wish I didn't tee it up like that.
Let's call Richard Ryan.
Go back
Ryan.
To successful.
Who's that? Richard Ryan. Old YouTuber. Guns. Shoots guns.
Does he have
I just threw his name out there. I thought it'd be funny to say it. He doesn't really... I don't know. Sure. And maybe he's wealthy from making big business decisions. I mean, his YouTube channel is a big business decision.
Who do we call? Call Harley. No, Harley would be biased.
Yeah, but Harley's not... He's biased, but he's... He knows.
Tell him to not be biased.
Dude, that's great. Harley's the big idea.
From an outside perspective, if we had like an investors meeting about this, people would look at Harley and be like, that guy's biased.
Right.
Hi.
Hey, dude, I got you on Dynamic Banter. Is that cool? Sorry to scare you.
That's okay.
I have a question for you. Mike Falzone's here, too.
First of all, hi, Harley. Congratulations on your fight.
Great job fighting. Great job fighting, Mike said.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, so I have a business idea, and I just want to know really quickly, bias aside, if you think that there's profit in this idea.
Okay.
Okay, Wiki Beards.
Wiki Beards?
Yeah, so it's like Wiki Feet for beards.
Yeah.
No, bias aside. It doesn't exist, by the way.
I think, like, it's a banger website 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like 2014, this is It's possible.
But the fact that it's
why not?
Yeah.
The fact that it doesn't exist, though, like, do you think that that means
someone would have made it 8 years ago specifically?
So you think that couldn't work today?
It might. Why not?
Because I think there's fetishes for beards out there, and I just don't think they're being satisfied.
Yeah. Well, do people go to Witchy Feet and come?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what? You don't think they're going there to come?
Do people come on beards, though? Like, they come on
beards? See, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but see, yeah, but we don't know, and there's fetishes for everything out there.
No, but the feet thing is so well known, and we know nothing about
people. But it came out of nowhere, the foot thing, it felt like.
No, that's not. We're having a different conversation.
Let's be simple. Is there wiki hands?
Shit, that's a good question. Is there wiki hands?
Dude, hands are the feet of the arms.
Whoa, let me try wiki hands.
Wiki mouth?
No. There's a hand wiki.
Let's start simple and work our way out.
So you think wiki hands is more of a surefire thing than wiki beards? Because we're talking about celebrities here, right?
Wiki beards, I think you should make wiki hands and wiki lips.
Well, because we're
do wiki shoulders.
Yeah, because it's celebrity. It's all celebrities.
Maybe this is a long shot. I don't know. Wiki tits?
Wiki tits?
Oh, wiki tits.
What's that about?
Dude, wiki tits is definitely more probable than wiki beards.
Yeah, but that's...
You know. I think it's more probable than wiki feet. I like tits better than feet.
Wait, let me see. Let me type in wiki tits.
But it's like you don't get arrested for having your feet out.
We had a kid in high school we called wiki tits. Oh, there is a wikitits.com, but it's not. It's just someone owns it.
Well, you can compete anyway. What about wiki cheeks?
Wiki cheeks?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Or wiki buns.
Yeah, wiki buns.
Ask Jeeves about celebrity busts.
Show me wiki buns. No, there isn't wiki buns. But I just think, look.
How many Squarespace promo codes we got lying around?
All right, Harley, I appreciate your time. We were like, dude, the reason why we called you is because we were like, who's the most business person we know?
And also the horniest. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bias aside.
All right, Harley.
Diagram of entrepreneurial and horniness.
Thanks for being on this show without me asking you if you wanted to do it.
Before you let me go, maybe this is outlandish, but it just popped in my head.
Okay.
It could work. It'd be really niche and rare. Wiki piss.
Wiki piss.
Whoa, wiki piss.
Snap a shot of your piss.
Show us your piss.
Yeah.
Maybe it could help people get hydrated and shit, too.
Maybe.
On the list, on the to-do list, how high up is wiki piss?
Is it above wiki tits?
I don't know. I think yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll let you think about it because you got a lot to think about now.
I showed you the path. You guys are the ones that have to walk.
All right, Harley. I don't want to steer you. I don't want to disappoint you. All right. I'll see you, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye, Harley.
What a good boy.
That's fun. Okay. So I think that we're still where we started from in this conversation.
Yep.
Because we still have no idea if that would make any money.
Well, Mike, let's segue into this new segment about an acorn I found walking through the park.
Okay.
Let's talk about, actually, you know what, it's time for the ads and then we'll talk about that acorn I found, because it's really cute.
I want a wiki whatever that was. I want a wiki that. Wiki boom boom down.
Wiki boys. Wiki boys, wiki girls. Dude, best there's girls. So much. We can't go too hard on all these ideas. We gotta pick one and focus.
But we have to find one good one.
One good one, yeah. So far, I'm thinking the most profitable is probably Wiki Tits.
I think that gets you in trouble.
Yeah. To say tits?
No. To
oh, to have tits. Oh, sure.
To be profitable off of somebody else's tits without them getting any part of it is probably illegal. Or at the very least, a cancelable offense.
Hmm. How does the feet stuff work? Because feets are a little bit different.
I don't think anyone really cares. And I think that the people who do have OnlyFans will get in touch with WikiFeet and have them that shit taken down to be like, if you want to see my feet, you pay for it on OnlyFans.
Guys, let's talk about the most... Look, learning... Look. I'm going to draw a line in this. Look. Let me tell you guys. Let me draw a line in the sand right now. Because learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers.
You're 100% right, Steve. In high school, I took so much Spanish, and I didn't really retain any of it because I was such a not good in class
naughty
guy.
Boy.
And then in college, I took German, and very little of it stuck because same reason, but older.
Right. And it's tough because when you're little, you want to go out and play and laugh and do things and maybe you don't want to do. And sometimes maybe you want to.
You know how when you're in high school or in college and all you want to do is go out and play?
Play and laugh. Remember when you're in college? Yeah. Dude, when I was in college, I was just looking out the window going like, I can't wait to hit up that swing set.
Here's a cool light corner.
Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. My grandparents, who have passed away, only spoke Spanish and very little English. And now there's no need for me to learn Spanish because they're dead.
I don't think that...
But for you, maybe you want to learn a language because you want to talk to your alive grandparents.
That is the only reason to learn a new language.
Just to talk to your grandparents.
Maybe you want to move to a different country and you know everyone who lives there is one of your grandparents.
Yeah, maybe, dude. That you. I mean, we don't know.
You need to...
And look, Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. And their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and Mike. Was that one you tried and it didn't work? The second one?
Huh?
The language you tried to learn in high school?
From Babbel? In college, I took German.
German, and that's what you can learn, too. Oh, plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. So it's like you're working with someone who's helping you, but it's not. It's a computer. It's the internet. It's an app. It's Babbel. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. How about that? Take those 20 days, see if you like it. I know you will, because Mike and I did. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now! You can save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/ban. Who the fuck? Save up to 60% off with your subscription to Babbel when you go to babbel.com/banter. That's babbel.com/banter for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Mm-hmm. Oh, tushy, tushy, tushy. I trust you near my little boys and girls downstairs, and I'll trust you there to the end of my days.
Every time I think I know what I'd like to say, I get thrown off.
It's you and me. There's so much art. And it's doing you. Hey guys, is it time for spring cleaning? Is you upon us? Do more than just dust your cabinets and organize your closet. Why don't you spring clean your butthole with Hello Tushy Bidets? After wiping with dry, scratchy, ripped up toilet paper all winter long, our precious one-time only bums could use a serious refresh. Put your cleanest booty forward. How about this? And start washing with Hello Tushy. Imagine you're walking down the street and some piece of shit bird poops all over your arm. Are you just gonna pat it dry with a napkin and go, "That'll do, pig"? And then walk into the supermarket and order yourself a deli sandwich at the deli counter? Bird shit all over your hands? No! You'd wash it off with water and maybe soap. So why are we treating our buttholes differently than that? We've talked about this endlessly. I'm begging you. I'm begging you to stop destroying your ass.
Once again, I'm begging you. Steve Tushy has quickly become my favorite seat in the house.
Absolutely, dude.
Not only that, but I got one of those travel accessories.
Dude, did you try that?
Yes,
I did.
It's
wonderful, isn't it?
It is way better than just having to get paper. And also, you can go to the sink, which is normally right there. You get hot water and give yourself a little good morning.
You know what I like to do, Mike? And you can judge me if you want.
You put coffee in it.
I put ice in it. So, guys, stop spreading your business around your bum with toilet paper and start washing with Hello Tushy Bidets. Because I'll tell you what, you ever tried to wipe down a little bit of chocolate on your table or on your couch and you spread it around?
Think about chocolate.
Think about chocolate for a second. We just want you guys to have the cleanest bums. Is that so much to ask? So visit HelloTushy.com/banter. You get 10% off plus free shipping right now. Imagine how much happier you'd be with a clean bee. Queen bee. Happy birthday, baby. It's your butthole's birthday. When are you going to get it? I'd get it a bidet if I were you. Go to HelloTushy.com/banner. You get 10% off, all right? Come on, that's our gift to you. This is the nicest thing we'll ever do. Ever.
That's a promise.
And that's a promise. That's our promise. Happy birthday, baby. Last but not least, Squarespace. Guys, you know we love Squarespace here on the old DB railroad tracks.
Without saying the exact name of the website, we've already mentioned a couple websites.
Yeah.
We can make instantly.
Yes.
With Squarespace.
Dude, and I was actually thinking about it.
Just don't mention it.
Just don't mention it.
Whatever you do.
Hey, listen, man. Don't
you can it. And you should, but don't mention it.
Guys, if you haven't already, why don't you start a Squarespace website? Our partnership with them has been just wonderful, you know? Yes,
and long-lasting.
Long-lasting.
You guys have been listening to the show for a long time. Squarespace has been sponsoring the show for a long time. Without knowing for sure, I'd probably say Cloverfield's days.
Yeah. They've been potentially, yeah, I think you're right. Maybe even our first sponsor.
Maybe.
You know what, man? This doesn't happen very often on the show, but I'm going to do 3 cheers for Squarespace. Hip hip hooray.
And that's what we call added value. That's a value add.
And you guys know, dude, what you can do.
Putting that in a presentation, like, we've literally never done this.
You know what?
For any other brand.
We don't do this. We're going to do some. We're going to do 3 cheers for this. People don't do 3 cheers anymore.
What's that worth to you?
Honestly, dude, who doesn't love a good 3 cheer salute? So guys, you know what we do with Squarespace. We don't have to tell you every dang time. I mean, I'm sure the brand would like us to, but you know, you guys know already. If you want to make a website, Squarespace is the easiest way to do so. It's you don't need to install anything. You do it on your phone. You don't need to be an amazing web designer. You could just use all the templates and all the things they have there. And then if you ever have any problems, there's a 24-hour, 7 days a week support line where you can get the help you need if you're having troubles setting up your stuff. But listen, guys.
Steve, is there any way to know if you pick a template, if it'll be good looking or not? Is there any way to tell right off the bat?
Yeah.
The value of the templates. How do I know the templates are any good?
You don't even need to see them because you'll know that they're award winning.
They won awards?
They've won awards. Dude.
And that's
those
incredible.
Huh?
I want my website to look like it won an award.
They've won awards, huh? So guys, why don't you go to squarespace.com/banter and you get that 10% off your first purchase of that website or domain. That's when you're ready to launch. You can go check out squarespace.com for the free trial. But when you want to get that baby up and running, you want to pour the coal into that locomotive and get that baby going to 0 to 100.
Yes or no?
Go to squarespace.com/banter. You're going to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. Huh? Thank you so much to Squarespace. God bless you. Maybe have a good Christmas.
Are we done with the ads?
Yeah.
Do you want to do the segment about the blankets now?
Oh, yeah. We have Helen.
We have Helen on the line.
Let's see what Helen says about
her. Her name was Helen?
Helen.
And what was her last name?
Kellerman. Kellerman? Kellerman. Welcome back. We're going to talk about Helen's quilt. We're going to talk about Aaron's quilt.
Heron's
Welcome
quilt?
Welcome back to Harlem Quilt.
It sounds like something you need to defeat a dragon. Harlem's Quilt.
Harlem's Quilt.
Please leave your message.
Oh, no, Helen, God. No! God.
I don't give a fuck.
God.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, well, she might have died. She was very old.
She was old. So. And she said she was feeling ill. Damn. Well, we'll still put the pictures of her quilt up on the website. And, I mean, what is she going to do? What is she going to do?
Oh, she just texted me and she said her fingers were greasy and she couldn't pick up.
Tell her to be careful.
You know how it goes making blankets.
Oh, yeah.
You ever make a blanket, Kevin?
A blankest. Blanketist.
Helen?
Kellerman. Helen Keller.
Hello?
Hi, is this Helen? Speaking with Helen Kellerman?
Helen Kellerman? What? This Helen Kellerman?
Helen! Thank you for joining us.
Oh, hello.
Is this Helen Kellerman?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, we just wanted to have you on so you could talk about your blankets if you
quilts,
wanted.
Quilts.
Oh, thank you. I've been making quilts for close to 70 years.
Wow.
Sure. Such a long time, Helen.
Does it hurt to make them?
Are you in pain?
Yes, emotional, but mostly physical.
I guess that's good that it's mostly physical. You can kind of work that out.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, the emotional pain subsides, but the pain doesn't leave my fingers.
Can we talk about the emotional stuff, or is that too much?
Helen, do you want to get into the emotional stuff or no?
I've mostly suppressed it.
Okay, great. Well, that's probably for the best in your old age.
So there's a quilt you made that has a hummingbird on it. That's a hummingbird, right?
Oh, yes. I was trying to make an airplane, but it turned into a bird.
It was supposed to be something different. Well, it's a beautiful hummingbird. I'm sure it is also a fine-looking airplane.
Oh, actually, if we turn it around, it looks like a...
We had it upside down,
Helen. It's a helicopter.
And that's our bad, and it's a beautiful airplane.
Please interpret my art however you please.
Oh.
Understood. She's very open-minded for having so much emotional... is there anywhere the audience could get your stuff, your quilts and the what have you?
I do most of my selling on 4chan.
4chan. Oh. Now, that isn't a huge commerce website, I didn't think.
She
might have died.
I've been trying to make a breakthrough.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Do you have like a grandson or something that's helping you with that?
My grandchild's non-binary.
Understood.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's important.
Grandchild.
I'm sorry.
Grand person.
And that's my mistake.
Grand person.
All right. Well, thank you, Helen, so much. Is there anything you want to leave us with here?
You know, you're never too old or too young to start a hobby.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Wow, I love that. Thank you, Helen. Might I say that it's the most beautiful quilt work I've ever seen in my life. I respect women.
I get that a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. Helen, are you on WikiFeed or no?
Yes.
Okay, we'll look you up. Thank you so much, Heaven.
Heaven.
Heaven. Kellerman.
Helen Sent.
Love you.
I felt like I was in Helen.
So anyway, as promised to the girl that you're currently dating, we've told her so many things.
No, Mike,
Someone who is interested.
I'd say dating is more official than seeing.
Sure. Yes. It's hot. Who closed the door? Kellen? Did you close the door?
Kellen?
Kellen.
Kellen? Kellen? Kremlin?
Do we have history ropes?
Yeah, man. You want to do some history ropes?
Yeah.
I figured we, after our nice little quilt segment.
Did you know you can hold a quilt upside down?
I didn't know. I guess I've just had hummingbirds on the brain, really.
Dynamic banter.
Welcome back,
guys, and let's do some amazing
history.
You know, Paul McCartney was in L.A. the other day?
Yeah, he did a show, didn't he? Yeah. I want to see him. He's not going to do it much longer, probably.
Want to think about.
Someone just sent a history road with the subject line. This is the whole subject line. Do not call me and then put his phone number or read out my full name, put his full name on the show. Please don't. Please, I beg it of you.
Okay. No problem.
Hannah sends a history road saying, Sparing Karens, the real Karens are Susans.
Oh.
Hello, Steve and Mike. I have worked in customer service for over a decade, and many of those years, I had learned the customers' names. Before the Karen era... Karens were usually laid back, middle-aged women who looked like maybe they did drugs in the 80s, but now enjoy watching movies alone and chilling with their dogs. I've never been confronted by a Karen named Karen. In fact, Karens are usually more patient than other people when shit goes wrong.
Hmm.
The real Karens are Susans.
Dude, even in the name.
Susan.
Like, if you hear your name, Karen.
Yeah.
Care is in the
care
name.
Care is in the name.
Taking
yeah.
Karen.
You can't have a Karen without Karen.
But if you have a Susan, I'll fucking sue.
Yeah, sue.
It's an aggressive, ugh, it's legal suing. Action. She has legal action yeah. in her name.
Yeah.
Gross. This is a good history.
You're right.
Room.
You're right. Susans appear to have always followed the rules and therefore seem to think they deserve more. For example, a very prim Susan once asked me to raise the temperature near her table by a few degrees.
Hmm.
Another Susan...
Just her table.
Just a few degrees. You know they could do that, right? Just your table.
I'll come rub my hands in your section.
Hi, yeah, can I ask for something that only I get tonight?
You mean like on the menu?
Can you make sure to not sell this burger to anyone else tonight? Another Susan once made me remake her latte 5 times because the foam wasn't the exact consistency of or dry of dry that she preferred. Florence, the foam wasn't the exact consistency of dry.
The foam on what?
The foam on a latte.
Wasn't dry
the right consistency
enough? Oh, that's a person who doesn't talk to people during the day, I don't think.
Florence and Margaret are other names of difficult customers, but no one is worse than a Jeff. Jeffs like to make a little sexist comments.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Jeff is my go-to shitty guy.
Jeff's name. Kind of a douchebag, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to rescue Karens from under the bus and throw some others under it in their place.
Yeah.
These days, Karens flinch when they give their name. Resurrect the pride of Karen with love, Hannah.
Dude, I don't want any history roads from Jeffs.
Right? No, like, Jeffs. We got a
I think
strict...
it's actually unfair. No, no, no.
DV
no
has
Jeffs.
A strict no Jeffs policy.
We no should, Jeff zone.
Dude, we should add it into our Twitter bio.
No Dynamic Jeffs.
Banter. That podcast of two loud guys. No Jeffs.
Yeah, no Jeffs since 2013.
Yeah. Jeff free.
Jeff 30.
Audrey says DB tattoo and a kind thank you. Hi, sweet BB boys. I doubt you'll see this, as I've never gotten lucky with my other emails. Aww. I'm going to stop reading now.
Well, this that was a nice show we had.
This email
have,
comes
huh?
from Aaron. He says, History Road! Just kidding. Let's go back. Where is that one? I lost it. It's gone now.
Really?
I wanted to say I have had a rough week, and especially a rough morning. And now we're really not reading it.
My goodness.
I felt myself getting overwhelmed with things that have been upsetting me in the middle of my coffee and working some smead. Huh? And my first thought was, Mike and Steve, I'm listening to the show now, getting ready for my day, and I wanted to say, does that mean you're not listening because you're writing an email?
Hmm. What were we talking about a second ago?
What were
ago?
We just talking about? I wanted to say, as many others have, thank you for being a light in the lives of so many. Aw, I'm a student about to go into my 3rd year studying digital media.
Digital?
Because college is too pretentious to say broadcasting. And you guys are...
Dude, they don't... Yeah, you can't right? spend $40,000 a semester and study digital media.
And you guys are a big reason I feel confident going into this field as someone with a real goofed sense of humor. Also, I'm one of the people with a do not spin tattoo, and you reposted it once.
Cool as fuck. Dude, here's the thing. One, awesome. Don't let anybody change what makes you weird. Just find out yeah. how to make it work for you.
Yeah.
You'll have a good time at your job if you get to be weird like you at your job. And also, there was something else, but I forgot.
I could add to that one. Look for the weird ones, too, that feel like you could have like a bit of a kinship with, you
yeah.
know, like... or just a connection with. Like, I think there's always that person where you're like, they're not as weird as I am, but they're weird enough that we could have fun and joke around and stuff. Like, yeah. Look for those people and you'll find your people. And yeah, if you feel too alone, just know that there's always someone out there that thinks the same shit you think is funny.
And that's don't let anything ruin your coffee in the morning. Your coffee, that's your own time. Don't let your thoughts ruin your coffee. You see the thoughts coming in and you're like, those are some shitty thoughts. Mm-hmm. But I'll deal with them after this, and always enjoy your coffee for a couple minutes before you let the day mess it up.
Mike, I love it when you get into your advice stuff.
Well, you should have fucking,
yeah,
I'm not trying to be nothing. I'm just saying you should have a couple minutes at the start of every day. That's not immediately overwhelming. You should be able to enjoy your coffee or play video games for a fucking hour. Or write or draw or whatever you want to do at the beginning of the day, that just starts it off on a nice fucking.
I farted. Sorry.
Okay.
But well, it was like so quiet.
I'm never putting any thought into
it
anything.
It was so quiet. It wasn't a rude.
It
fart.
It was such a respectful fart.
But I just looked to Kevin to make sure maybe if he heard it, and to you it looked like maybe I was like doing a joke or something. But I needed you to know it was a fart. It had nothing to do with your good advice. And I think we should move on.
The girl you're dating knows that you're like that now.
Shit. Damn it. Too bad I was saying you should just be yourself. Yeah. Okay, so I'll give you a choice, Mike. I almost pooped myself in my own car from a girl story.
Gross. Okay? How do girls not do that into their own pants?
I thought they didn't. I really thought they didn't. I thought they didn't.
I honestly didn't know the girls had a butthole until I was 25.
Well, I think we should just do that one. The rest of them are just kind of, we've got a
great.
Me be
nice. Thank you for the choice.
We've got a me be nice or not be nice, but it's from a Jeff. I'm just kidding. No, we've got a be nice or not be nice. We haven't done one of those in a while. We could do that.
Did we do one last week?
Shit, I don't know. there's also someone named Ryan who says Paul and Brian ate carrots.
I don't know.
And then there's a be nice or not be nice from an Isabel saying dog edition of be nice or not be nice. We got a copyright claim from the video Dynamic Banter 285 safely dance.
Which was specifically designed to avoid copyrighted material. We did, however, play Happy Birthday during most of the episode.
And then we've got a popcorn. Someone found a DB popcorn that sounds like a brand of popcorn that we made up.
Okay.
What do you want to do in all of those?
What do we do after these fucking seven choices?
I know. I don't know. You said you were upset I didn't give you choices, and I gave you lots of choices.
You gave me seven choices. I don't give a shit.
Let's do the poop one. I like a good poop story.
Okay.
This will be good for potential dates in the future. It's perfect. Okay, so Kim...
You're going to have nothing left to talk about on your date.
Right? Kim sends a history road saying, I almost pooped myself in my own car. Hi, Mike and Steve. My name's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I'm a 23 female from Delaware. I'm in Delaware. And I absolutely love Dynamic Banter. You're one of my two all-time fave podcasts. My other fave is My Dad Wrote a Porno. I've heard of that one. You heard of that one?
Yes.
People love it. And I think you're both super funny and just great guys. Shout out to Derek. Here's the story of how I almost shit myself in my car. So this happened around December of last year, around 12 p.m. Thank you for the details, a.k.a. lunchtime. I guess that's important. I ate something new to my stomach called a shack salad. Well, that sounds awful.
A shack
salad? A shack salad.
Okay.
Sounds like that dish in your dad's garage shack that has, like, nuts and bolts in it. That's dad's shack salad.
Workhouse pate.
Give me the shack salad. I got a nut in there that'll fit on this thing here.
I got a nut in your shack salad. I got a nut. do you remember the shack pack in Burger King?
Yeah, it was Shaquille O'Neal's.
Yeah.
Meal.
A sourdough burger, and there was fries, and they had like a cheese dipping sauce.
I think Shaq Pack is probably the the best name for them to go for. Mm-hmm. But I really think Shaquille O'Neal would have been good too.
Also good.
Oh, the Shaq salad is basically just a normal salad with some dressing on top. Okay. But I guess the lettuce wasn't right, or maybe it was the dressing. Who knows? Flash forward to around 4:50 p.m., end of my work day. My tummy did not feel all right. I was thinking to myself, maybe it's just gas.
It's never just gas.
I'll just head out a little bit early, and I'll let it all out in the car.
I'm planning it.
With the windows down, of course.
The last hour of your day is planning where you're going to fucking maybe shit yourself.
I love with the windows down. You don't want to sit in your own make.
What is the shit going to go up and out of your pants?
You can sit in your make. Window? Sit in your make for a second and think about what you've done. So I clocked out and walked towards my car. As soon as I sat down in my comfy driver's seat, I had the sudden realization that A, this was not gas. This was poo-poo. And B... I can't go back in my workplace now. I already said bye to everyone. And it'd be way too weird to just waltz back in and head straight to the restroom. So I decided to try and race back home and just poop there. Great choice. Unfortunately, my tummy was like, that's not what we're gonna do. You're gonna race to the nearest gas station and you're gonna poop now.
I've had those. Have you ever had to pull off to a gas station?
Yeah, dude. I've been on maybe 2 hour drives where I'm like, can I make it? And I'm like, maybe I'll just, you know, I always think that like if I wait, I'm building up like more poop so that I could get it all out in one shot.
Technically correct.
Right? So yeah. I'm just waiting for it all to accumulate into the most poop I
can do.
You're
waiting to do an efficient poop.
Efficient poop, yeah. So I basically went 75-80 on a 55 mile per hour highway, not safe, on my search for the nearest gas station.
This is crushing a duck.
Running over everything I see. Meanwhile, I was quite literally hovering over my seat because I knew that if I kept sitting down, my butt would just open up and release. And I did not want that at all.
Sounds like you're at max capacity.
Max capacity. Luckily, I found a Royal Farms, I don't know what that is, about a mile or so from my job, so I quickly parked there, ran inside, and found an empty stall to relieve my poor tummy. So yeah, that's the story of how I almost shit myself in my own car. Hope you guys had a nice laugh.
It was a story about how you almost shit yourself?
Almost, yeah.
Was that what it was from the beginning?
The time I almost pooped myself in my own car.
Oh yeah, I didn't pay attention. Still pretty good. Good suspense.
I like that, because you don't know where it's going. Hope you guys had a nice laugh. I can't wait to hear more episodes. I'm currently rewatching the older episodes. I think I'm on episode 20 or something. They're not all labeled, so I have no idea if I'm listening to them out of order or something. What the fuck?
She got it off the black market.
Yeah, right. She's listening to bootlegs. Keep up the amazingly hilarious work. And lastly, I love you guys, Kim.
Love you too, Kim. Thank you for your story. Thank you for your history road. So many exciting things coming to the podcast, which we can tell you about right now, but we don't want to. You just have to trust us. But good things are on the horizon.
Really exciting stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of coming places. I am going to Kansas City tonight. I'll be at the Barrel of the Bottoms at 7:30 in Kansas City. There's only 13 tickets left, and it's Wednesday, so you probably didn't make it. May 21st.
Yeah, we thought you were out of the woods, but you didn't make it.
May 21st, which is tomorrow, probably still tickets left right now, which again is Wednesday. I'm at the Storm Cellar in Lincoln, Nebraska at 7:30. So if you want to go back in time and buy tickets, bottom of the barrel. Tonight, Storm Cellar in Lincoln, tomorrow night, and then the next two surrounded shows are June 3rd at 7 and 9:45. And then, of course, on July 16th, I'm at the Infinity Room in Salem, Oregon. So come to all of those. Bring your mom. Bring your hot mom.
Bring your hot mom. Because you want to see some hot moms?
I just want to see, because it's Mother's Day.
You want to see if there's some, if some people who come to comedy shows might have a hot mom?
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
We always appreciate a hot mom.
Every hot mom hangs out with her daughter.
Yeah, because she knows. Because they know. They know they're hot.
They're teaching each other how to be cool.
Yeah. And they're hanging on to the hotness.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I want to say thank you to HeadGum, the sponsors, my good friend Mike Falzone, Kevin Plackey, Ryan Faroki, Leah, what's that girl's name? Full
Leia.
Name? Leia. Sorry, I know a lot of Leias and Leahs. And I know I know a lot of Star Wars characters.
She's gonna.
What's her last
she's
name?
She's gonna be upset with
Do
me.
We have a last name?
How's it pronounced? Heiser? Heisner?
Heiser.
Heiser?
Scheiser?
I can't be Heiser.
Leslie Heiser.
That's more letters than I remember.
Well, thank you to Lengi, Les, Liebe, Leia.
Bam Pow Zap.
Liam Sasser.
Liam Sasser.
Liam Sasser.
Bob Chazet. So
Kevin Plackey, Leah Schasser. And Mark Paschern.
Heiser? Is it Heiser?
Heiser. Leah Heiser.
I'm almost positive.
Ryan
it's Heiser.
Herherke. Damn, we're bad. We're bad at friends.
Yes, thank you for asking me.
I didn't want to be the only one that made a mistake.
Well, you saying everyone's fucking full bank
you down
information.
With me. I know, I'm sorry. I was like, I realized when I started saying full Heiser. Names.
Heiser. Fuck
okay.
Yeah, player.
H-E-I-S-E-R.
Hell yeah.
Leah Heiser.
No.
Leah.
Leah.
And thank you to Leah Heiser, and that's the edit point. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.